This is the Golden V Podcast. The Golden V Podcast is a Vancouver, Canada-based podcast talking Vancouver sports. We talk about hockey, football, baseball, soccer, and other sports, including the Canucks, Lions, Vancouver Whitecaps, Canadians, and any other relevant sports news in the Vancouver, Canada area. Season 3, Episode 21 of the Golden V Podcast, recorded on Monday, March 11th, where I talk with TSN's Brad Challoner about his podcast, his new podcast, Coach's Calls. We talk about the state of the NLL season. We get into some Vancouver Warriors news, talking about goaltender Aiden Walsh. And we also talk about where he'll be taking Coach's Calls over the next couple of years. Good morning, everyone. This is another of the Golden V Podcast, I should say. Facebook Lives with my friend, Brad Challoner. Welcome, Brad. How are you?
I'm excellent, Ben. How are you, man? Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the support from the podcast from week one through week 15 here. You've been listening since week one, so I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. It's just fascinating stuff, Brett. I mean, I have to share a little bit about lacrosse. I played a little bit as a kid. And then actually my dad was a coach. We played with Burnaby Minor Lacrosse. I kind of had lacrosse in my brain way back. And then actually probably, I want to say 6-7 years ago, a friend of mine, Michelle, I'll mention him here on the podcast, he started to reach out to me about coming to some stealth games at the Langley Event Center before they moved to Rogers Arena to become the Warriors. So I kind of always had that thing about lacrosse in the back of my mind. But let's get started with you, because I think that's really, really important. And I'm going to share in the chat while we chat how you can find Coach's Calls on Apple Podcasts, because I think that's the best place to start, right? So let's start with there's the share of how to find Coach's Calls on Apple Podcasts. And you could talk a little bit about the podcast. That's one question. And then how you can find the podcast.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for the platform, by the way, and for getting it there. So Apple Podcasts and Spotify are kind of like the two main homes, the two biggest download providers that I've noticed so far since putting this podcast up right before Christmas. And now just recently, there's a fantastic new lacrosse website that just got launched called lacrosseculturedaily.com. And there's a lot of... Okay. They don't want to be named because they're a little bashful, and I think they're scared of a little bit of bias a little bit, but there's a few National Lacrosse League players that are actually behind this site. So this Lacrosse Culture Daily site is kind of by players and then for not just players, but people getting into the game, people from all lacrosse experience levels. But there's clearly people behind the scenes that have a lot of passion for this website. So they were excited to fire that up a couple weeks ago. Now lacrosse or Coach's Calls will be on the Lacrosse Culture Daily Podcast Network, along with all the some other podcasts from friends of mine, like Jake Elliott and Tino do Lacrosse Classified, Teddy and Pat Gregoire do Off the Crossbar. So they're kind of hosting these boss lacrosse podcasts. So yeah, it's a good place to go.
Well, that's the thing about the sport, right? And that's the thing about any sport these days. And I think it's just the way I want to call it media, but you could call it online media and you could call it the internet or whatever. But there's so much content out there. And given the rich history, and you could talk a little bit about that too, of this sport both in our province and our country, it's not really a surprise in the age of the internet that, you know, this is what's happening to lacrosse, right? Because look at last year and, you know, just in BC alone, I mean, we hosted the Man Cup, right? Yeah. And I was at a couple of those games and I was like, wow, like all the Six Nations fans that were there, you know, just the game I went to, just the crowd and just the sort of enthusiasm for the sport. But this has got a long history, right?
Well, it's the oldest. It's the oldest sport. It was invented by the Haudenosaunee some thousand years ago. And there's such rich culture for this game. And it's been really special because it's been played for so long and because the National Lacrosse League even itself has been around for over 35 years now. But a lot of people are still stumbling across this sport as newcomers. So it's our responsibility to educate people where the game came from, where the game can go in the future. And Lacrosse Culture Daily, I think, has been a big part of that because people often go to a game like they go to Queen's Park on a Thursday in the summertime and they see Lyle Thompson come through and they go, oh my God, like who is this guy? Where did he come from? What's the story? and people are hungry for more and more content. So it's good that websites like lacrossecollegedaily.com can be sort of a hub for all this information, and people can come and get information on their players, read articles, get some in-depth insights, and kind of do their own homework and go from there. But that's our responsibility as lacrosse members of the media, is to share that rich history and get that knowledge out there.
Yeah, and I think that's really, really important. It leads well, Brett, to segue for our next question. Let's talk a little bit about your podcast, Coach's Calls. We shared a couple of notes off the air. We talked about the genesis of Coach's Calls. And then you had a tweet last week that I wanted to talk about, you know, as the second part. Where do you see it going from here?
Yeah, so another Vancouver connection. I know this is a Vancouver sports podcast, so you'll find this neat, I think, Ben, is that
I was
reading a book by Ryan Walter, and it's called Simply the Best. It's probably it's probably 20 years old now. It's a book that I don't know, it was given to me at the radio station I used to work at back in the day. It's just kind of been, it's one of those books that you can pick up and read a chapter, a paragraph from whenever you want. It's sort of a timeless book. And Ryan Walter, former Vancouver Canuck, it's called Simply the Best, Insights from Coaches Around the National Hockey League. And reading that book, he's asking a lot of the same questions that I'm asking in the podcast to Scotty Bowman and Pat Quinn and all these legends of the NHL. Hockey. And they're providing hockey, yes. And they're providing all these fantastic answers. And when I was reading this book, I'm like, man, I have so many conversations with guys like Kurt Malowski and Pat Coyle and Glenn Clark and all these greats of the lacrosse world. And I know how much knowledge they have. And my thought reading that Ryan Walter book was, man, we need a sort of lacrosse version of this.
Ah, that's brilliant. And
that's where I took the seed of Coach's Calls from, is let me take some of these questions and ask them to lacrosse's greatest minds and get that information out there. Because these guys, these lifers, as I call them, they have so much knowledge, so much experience, so much passion for the game. And they're, to me, some of the best guys to share that knowledge.
I would say so.
You know, you watch players in interviews, and a lot of players a lot of times can be very cut and dry, you know, the whole give it 110% and focus on this week. But the coaches go a lot deeper than that. And I felt it was really important to give them a platform to share their stories. And that's where the seed of the podcast was kind of developed.
That's brilliant. And I know the Ryan Walter connection growing up in Vancouver, watching the Canucks. Remember Ryan Walter's play, obviously with Montreal, and then obviously in Vancouver, latterly later in his career, brought in by Pat Quinn. So I know that name, and I'm definitely going to have to check out that book. And I know Ryan is still around. So you had a tweet, and we'll share the tweet. I'll pull it up here. Talking about where you're going to take Coach's Calls next, and actually just looking at this one tweet, we'll share this one first. This is your latest Coach's Call, so I want to promote that for you. And I know you said be patient, we're waiting on the GOAT. So I see this here, right? I see it's March 11th with hashtag looks like 411s, and this is John Tavares, correct?
Yeah, John Tavares is greatest NLL player of all time, maybe the greatest lacrosse player of all time. And he's elusive, man. Like he was tough to get. So one of the reasons for developing the podcast the way it was, with these sort of timeless conversations, was I could bank them in the non-busy season. So full disclosure, I recorded half these podcasts before the NLL season started, when I had time, had time, the coaches had time, and then I could sort of roll them out as the season developed. And they didn't have to be timely. That was one of the goals here. And I had reached out to John Tavares and the Buffalo Bandits in like December, and they said, nope, he won't do it. Not that he wasn't interested, just I didn't get much of an answer at all. I just got, no, he's not available at this time. Okay. The only coach that I got that response from, and this is the head coach of the defending champion Buffalo Bandit team. I'm like, okay, well, they're, you know, they've got an important training camp. I'll let it slide, and we'll reach out later. And then I reached out again in March. Okay, I've recorded all 14 NLL coaches. There's only one more to go. That's JT. And again, he's tough to get a hold of. Like the man, as his general manager, Steve Dietrich, says, like he's shy for a GOAT. He's the greatest cross player of all time, but he doesn't like to do a lot of podcasts, doesn't like to do a lot of media. So he was tough to track down. And that's why I had a bye week last week, taking a week off from the podcast just to sort of build up the anticipation to get this man. But it's interesting because I asked him about it in the podcast. I'm like, you know, it was part of your greatness, part of your success. because you're elusive and because you push out all the other distractions and you just focus on coaching. And he kind of laughed that off, but that's kind of the personality he is. But he did say on this episode that if he didn't have to do pre or post game interviews, and if he didn't have to go into the locker room and do a big pregame speech, like he wouldn't. He just wants to do X's and O's and focus on game preparation and breaking down his opponent. Like that's his bread and butter. So it's kind of out of his comfort zone to do a lot of long form conversations and to do pre and post game stuff. But I eventually locked him down and squeezed it out of him. And he's actually, he's a funny guy. He's a good chat. He's super laid back and more knowledge than almost anybody has on the game. So that's the final of 15 NLL coaches that I've been going through. And then I put out a tweet last week saying, where do I go from here? I haven't really had a plan for it. I kind of wanted to let these conversations evolve and roll out naturally. So I've got a couple ideas. There's some, if you listen to all the podcasts, there's a couple authors that have been referenced a few times from a couple different coaches. There's a sports psychologist that's been referenced by two or three of the coaches. So I think I'm going to try to chase down some of those guys for the next phase of the podcast. And then there's obviously the junior lacrosse world and the WLA and all the coaches that are chasing Minto Cups and Man Cups every summer that I'm going to track down in the coming weeks as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. I had made a connection with Paul Del Monte. I don't know if you've ever thought about Paul Del Monte. And he's the WLA commissioner. So he might be an interesting interview down the road just because of his history playing and coaching lacrosse, right? So that's one that I thought of.
That's a great one. And he coached with Kurt Malowski to win some Minto Cups with the Burnaby Lakers back then. So again, like it's like when you find music or film and you want to trace back the inspiration. So, you know, who's Kurt Malowski influenced by? He's influenced by Dr. Don Hedges up at SFU, and he's influenced by Paul Del Monte. So those are kind of the next stages. I think that's a great suggestion.
Yeah, good. And let's keep going because we've got some more stuff to cover, and I want to talk a little bit more about what's going to happen. So this week, we head into another week of the NLL season. I wanted to talk a little bit about the state of that NLL season, and then we'll get into a bit of the Vancouver Warriors. I had a friend of mine, Earl Thomas, who is a voiceover expert, and he's a past broadcaster working in radio in Penticton. But Earl was kind of my early contributor as I was getting this podcast going to provide insight on lacrosse. So talk to me a little bit about the state of the NLL season, where we sit right now. What do you think's going on?
We're just through the halfway point, and I think you're really starting to see the pretenders and the contenders kind of separate each other here after 15 weeks of NLL action. This is the first season of unified standings in the National Lacrosse League. So there's no more East Division, there's no more West Division. There's one pool of 15 teams. They're going to play everybody once, and then there's four kind of, they call them rivalry games, where you're going to play a team twice. And it's really made for some interesting lacrosse. Like, for instance, I'm calling a game in Saskatchewan this weekend, Saskatchewan Rush versus New York Riptide. Last time they played was 2019.
Wow.
So there's a lot of teams that we're seeing play against each other this year that don't have a lot of history. And I think we saw a lot of blowout games early in the season. Things are a little bit more wide open. But as we've come and there's more film on some of these teams, you're really starting to see almost a NFL caliber strategy heading into every weekend, where teams are really game planning for teams in a different way. Before, you'd get Calgary and Colorado playing three times a year, and they just go out there and beat the crap out of each other, and they knew each other so well. But now you're getting, now you're getting teams that never play against each other. So like Vancouver and Albany last weekend, for instance, I think too, that was a real chess match to start the game. Like no goals in the first 15 minutes. Yep. You really saw Vancouver strategize to take Alex Simmons and Ethan Walker out of the game and really lock him down and make Albany's secondary team beat the Vancouver Warriors. I think you're seeing that on a week-to-week basis now, where you're really seeing these sort of chess matches from these head coaches come into play every week again, because you're not so familiar with the team. So what are you doing? You're not familiar. You have to do extra homework, extra preparation, extra film breakdown. And it's really made for some, like, parity is the favorite word that gets thrown around every season. But this season, more than ever in particular, we're seeing a lot of parity. And now that we're past the halfway point, Buffalo's at 500 now, the defending champs. Colorado and Albany are at the top. Vancouver's playing Vegas this weekend. They're two near the bottom that'll be fighting for the first overall draft pick. And so it's really shaping up here. They're calling it the March to May. Playoffs start in May.
That's what you said. Yeah.
So this is kind of the meat of the season right now. And it's made for an interesting season for sure.
And that's a good segue too, because I've just shared the score of the Warriors game they lost to Albany. Obviously, I live in Vancouver. I've been covering the Warriors quite a bit, learning about the Warriors, learning about lacrosse. And I was at the Buffalo game. I thought that's the best game I've ever seen him play in like several years. And the fact that they held on and beat Buffalo 13-12 was pretty exceptional. And I mean, again, the Warriors' record is not great. They're down near the bottom of the standings. But I wanted to get your thought on a couple of things with the Warriors, and if we're going to start to see more of an effect from the Kurt Muloski coaching. Because what I've seen this year, and a few people have commented to me, and I've watched the games, is the games seem a lot closer. Like, they seem a lot like the Warriors are in the games, whereas in past seasons, they were just getting killed, right? What do you think?
I think you're spot on there, and that's the Kurt Muloski philosophy right there. Like, you're never going to give up. You're never going to quit. You're going to break the game down into 5-minute intervals. And if you give up a bad run, like the Warriors sometimes are prone to do, you have to have a short memory and come back and fight back from that. And I think that's what's been missing from the Warriors over the last few seasons. And you've been at the home games, and you can feel it in the crowd when they give up 3 or 4 in a row, 5 in a row. It's good night. And I think the fans have felt that over the years. When a big run starts happening, you start, you know, where's the beer? Where's the exits making their way out? This team's different this year. Like, they are still prone to giving up some runs, specifically in that Albany game last weekend. But you have the belief in this team now that if they do give up a run, they can get that next big stop, or they can get that next big goal and stop the bleeding and start mounting the comeback. Because Warriors of past seasons have this, oh, here we go again mentality when things start to snowball. And I think that's something that Kurt's had to really try to clean up with this group. And it's heading in the right direction.
Yeah, and I was just going to share one thing. We've got a couple more things to chat on, Brad. Just a recent article from the Warriors about Aiden Walsh. And I thought it was very interesting reading the article. It's Lindsay Horstein that wrote it. Just because, and I don't know this, and I think I've said this to you, and I've said this to other folks before, I'll profess my ignorance about lacrosse, and I'm trying to learn about it. So I didn't realize, and I don't know a lot about the goaltenders. I'm learning some of the names as Frank Scigliano, definitely the goaltender who plays for Calgary. Sorry, I've lost his name.
Christian Delbianco.
Like, Christian Delbianco is the GOAT, man. Like, like every time I see that guy play a game, I was like, man, that is a goaltender. I don't know why. In terms of lacrosse and what all the right terms are, but just watching that guy, he's amazing. So one of the things I want to chat a little bit about while we're talking Warriors is this thing about Aiden Walsh. And my original comment was, I didn't realize how young these guys are. Like, I met Connor O'Toole. He's 20 years old. Aiden's what, 24? And then you 20, got...
Yeah.
Right? So
23, 24.
So what happens with a guy like Walsh? Because Aaron Bold is there kind of as a mentor. I had Aaron on the show a couple months ago. He's played for 18 seasons. He kind of joked about, well, I could keep playing, but I'll have to get something like bionic hips or something like that, right? Right. So what do you see in a guy like Aiden Walsh? Because I'm trying to learn more about the goaltending aspect of the game and how these guys are brought along, you know, through playing lacrosse and then getting into the NHL, right?
So it's actually a great question, and it great opens up a whole sort of background here, Ben, is that this is a relatively new phenomenon in the National Lacrosse League that young goaltenders are finding success. Okay. And in previous times, like, we've got 15 teams now, so that's a big part of it. But back when there was 8-9 teams, right, you know, 5-7 years ago, all the starting goaltenders in the National Lacrosse League, especially the best ones, were in their 30s. Like, it took years of mentorship for these goaltenders to really find their form. Or a guy like Aaron Bold, I'm sure he told you, he played behind Anthony Cosmo and Matt Vince and these Hall of Famers sitting there and waiting for his turn because there was only 8 teams. Right. Now there's 15, and a lot of the starting goaltenders now are starting to be, they're younger. They're just a couple years out of junior. You're seeing Chris Riglieri in San Diego, who's 21, and I think could be a contender for goaltender of the year this season. Christian Delbianco was kind of the first one that came out of junior and was like, oh, we can have a 21-year-old starter and find some success. So it's a relatively new phenomenon, and it bodes well for a guy like Aiden Walsh, you know, a couple of years on the practice roster, a spotted starts last year, then a great mentorship with Aaron Bold. And yeah, now Permalowski feels comfortable throwing this guy into the fire. And it's a young league too. Like, so Aiden Walsh probably played good against Albany last week because he's familiar with those players that he played against from junior. And that is also a relatively new phenomenon where you're seeing a young team like Albany have all these 23, 24-year-old superstars shooting against a 23, 24-year-old goaltender, Aiden Walsh. They would have grown up against each other in Ontario, and there will be some familiarity there that we haven't had in the past. So, you know, Connor O'Toole, he's the next one. He's another guy that's going to spend a couple of years on the practice roster. And by the time I wouldn't be surprised if they give him a look, maybe by the end of this season, maybe early next season, just to see what they have and give him a chance to feel the National Lacrosse League ball and pace and get under the big lights. And I think that's what they've done with Aiden Walsh.
Yeah, that's a great comment. And that's good learning for me, you know, doing the podcast and trying to cover lacrosse. Like, I didn't really explain the genesis of my podcast, which was around Vancouver sports and not just focusing on a lot of people doing Canuck podcasts all the time, which is what a lot of people do, trying to highlight some other sports, the Canadians, the BC Lions, right? Like the Vancouver Warriors, stuff like that, to sort of give people an insight. And part of my inspiration for starting this podcast was growing up listening to Team 1040, right? I mean, that was huge. That local sports station, and then obviously the demise of 1040 after Bell shut it down, right? And just trying to find some local sports stories of interest and coverage of different sports. But I wanted to talk a little bit about some of your funny sayings, which I really, really like. And we have to ask you the question about whether or not that you believe in lacrosse gods.
Oh, baby. Of course.
Right? I mean, that's the fair question we got to ask here, right?
Well, right, I've asked it of every National Lacrosse League coach so far. You know, it's funny because I asked, I think it's been 15 coaches, and only two have said no. Believe those. Ed Camo of Georgia and Patrick Merrill of San Diego, I think, are the only the two that have said nope. They're not buying into that. But I fully buy into the lacrosse god mentality. Like, this is such a spiritual game, and you know, you're covering all these sports. I grew up playing a lot of these sports. But when you get a lacrosse stick in your hand for the first time, there's just something different about it. There's a spiritual connection you have to the history of the game. I think when you pick up a stick, there is something really different about it. And when you start reading about the history of the game and the stories of how it came up and just the sort of sacredness from it, and that they play lacrosse for the gods. So it's the medicine game, it's healing, and they're playing it for the entertainment of the gods. Like, that to me is just, it just creates such a spiritual connection and a way to connect with the game that other sports maybe don't have outside of like rugby in New Zealand. You know, like, there's not a lot of sports that are just, once you pick up that stick, it's just, it's in your blood and it's in your fabric for the rest of your life. So I totally subscribe with playing for the creator. When you're in it, it's medicine, whether it's playing it or coaching it or broadcasting it. You're doing something overcomes you, and you're doing it for the creator and for the spirituality, and you're feeling that medicine.
That's a great answer. So thank you for that. So we're going to wrap it up there. Thanks, Brad. We're going to wrap up this live, and I'm going to repurpose this for podcast purposes, share this out on social media, send it to you so you can share it and you can pass it on to people. So thanks for doing this, Brad, and we'll talk to everyone soon.
Yeah, 100%. Thanks a lot, Ben. Thanks for growing the sport of lacrosse in the Lower Mainland and getting this coverage out there and covering all these sports from teams that may not get it elsewhere. So you're really doing a great job pumping out this content. So I appreciate you having me on, and good luck the rest of the way.
All right. Thanks, Brad. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. All right. There you go, everyone. The Season 3, Episode 21 of the Golden V Podcast with Brad Challoner, talking about coaches' calls, talking about the state of the NLL season, talking a little bit about Vancouver Warriors goaltender Aiden Walsh and his relationship with Aaron Bold, and talking about Brad's thoughts on the lacrosse gods. We'll talk to you soon. This is the Golden V Podcast.
The Golden V Podcast is a Vancouver, Canada-based podcast talking Vancouver sports. We talk about hockey, football, baseball, soccer, and other sports, including the Canucks, Lions, Vancouver Whitecaps, Canadiens, and any other relevant sports news in the Vancouver, Canada area.